Discussing the impact of Israel's eight-day aggressions against the Gaza Strip, Palestinian ambassador to Iran Saleh Zawawi, Hamas representative in Iran Khaled Qadoumi, and representative of the Islamic Jihad movement Nasser Abu Sharif in a meeting in Tehran elaborated on different aspects of Israel's war on the Gaza Strip. The representative of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas in Tehran said that steel resistance is the best solution to end Israeli occupation of Palestine.
The main action of atrocities is the occupation. It wasn't just that a particular period of time of 8 days of war. The occupation has to finish because the occupation is the actual action of the atrocities, and the resistance is a reaction to that action.
Abu Sharif, the representative of the Islamic Jihad movement, for his part, said the war on Gaza changed political equations in the region.
The victory of Hamas and resistance movements showed that if Israel wishes to launch new aggression, it will not be faced only with Palestinians, but the whole Arab world, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Egypt, and Turkey will stand against Israeli aggression in support of the Palestinian people.
The three representatives also praised Iran's assistance to the people of Gaza during the war. Meanwhile, referring to Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas' proposal for a Palestinian non-member status at the United Nations, Palestinian ambassador to Tehran said,
"We support any step taken in line with the interests of the Palestinian nation, but our main goal is to take back the whole land of Palestine. We do not want to leave as refugees. Our right to return home is so sacred for us."
The United States and some of its allies have so far opposed Palestine's bid to change its status as a non-member observer at the United Nations. The recent Israeli military operation against the Gaza Strip was Tel Aviv's second daily attack on the Gaza Strip in 4 years. According to Hamas spokesman, the eight-day aggression by Israel against the Gaza Strip has caused over $1.2 billion of direct and indirect damages. Nearly 170 Palestinians, including women and children, were killed and over 1,200 others were injured in the 8 days of Israeli attacks on Gaza. In retaliation, Palestinian resistance fighters fired rockets and missiles into Israeli cities. Violence ended after Israel and the Palestinian resistance movement of Hamas agreed on an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.